1-1.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to this live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Syndicated via MS and the GCN Radio Network out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Coming to your living room, your car, your boats out there, your ships at sea. All right, coming up, I'm going to get into this headline. Foot and mouth virus has been released in England again from government lab. It threatens the United States. We'll be going over that. Also, American Al-Qaeda says they're going to go after U.S. embassies. More on the House passing the eavesdropping bill. Congressman Ron Paul censored today. Fox News attacking him in my name. We'll be going according to a caller. And they've done that before, so we'll track that down. I'm sure somebody will put the video up on YouTube. But right now we're joined by Dr. Dave Hart, national spokesperson for the Comprehensive Masonic Chip Program. And he's based with the Massachusetts Freemasons. Masonic Youth Child ID Program. But this isn't just for the Eastern Star or the other boys and girls that I guess are getting involved. This is, they go into the public schools, private schools, and they basically bankroll it here. And that's extremely interesting. You know, I've heard about this program for four years. I don't know how long it's been going on. And so joining us to speak about it is Dr. Hart. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Just tell me how old this program is and how many states it's in and how many children have been enrolled.
This program is now 9 years old. It started in Massachusetts, and it's now in 22 states, and the province of Ontario is getting on board. We have comprehensively ID'd over 1 million children across America with this program, and it's continuing to grow.
Now, I saw a report in England where they're also doing some similar things.
Yes, we've got a lot of interest in England and the Far East. The program, just for your listeners, it basically is a comprehensive program where we webcam the children, and it goes on a computer disk that moms can bring with them anywhere in the world, and it's computer compatible with national Amber Alert, so if their child ever went missing, they could instantly put it on any law enforcement national Amber Alert to get a signal out. Mm-hmm. It also entails their fingerprints, and that's computer compatible with all the programs that the FBI and
biometric
center uses.
And that's biometric?
Yes, absolutely. And the third part of the program is a tooth print, which is a thermoplastic wafer that kids bite into, and that gives an absolute positive identification of the children. And on that tooth print is also a DNA sample and a scent sample for scent-discriminating dogs. Even 4 years later, a dog could smell that tooth print.
Now, depending on which version of this in the States, I've seen different reports. Usually the family keeps it. But sometimes some of the digital data is stored with the police or who, how does this work?
With this program, only the family members keep it. That's very important to the Masonic fraternity that families have this and not be a centralized Big Brother type of program. So the Masons actually don't keep any of the data on file or any of the organizations that go along with it.
Sure, you're the national head of all this.
Correct.
Are you the founder? I mean, did you think this up?
I did found it back in 1998 in Massachusetts.
And just like a light bulb being?
That's one of the most asked questions I get. It was actually TWA Flight 800 when the plane went into the ocean. There were 100 of the 300 victims were teenagers, all with perfect teeth, perfect dentitions. They all had blank dental records. And because of that, it took 6 to 8 weeks for DNA testing to come back to identify some of those victims. So I felt a comprehensive identification system was really needed in America.
Yeah, my dad helped identify, because he's a dentist, some were his patients. I forget the name of the flight that flew into the water tower in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the 80s. Look, when they put in biometrics here in Texas to get a driver's license, they said, oh, it's to help with tornadoes. And then now they're using it to get into the gym. They're using it to get school lunches. And bottom line here, they said that the Amber Alert system was going to be, back in 96, was going to be just for kidnapped children. Now they got the big billboards up flashing, you know, don't use drugs, report terrorism. They're busting in on radio with their EAS system taking over. And so the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I mean, I'm not saying that that with the parents saving all this, you know, you guys put it on the computer and then give them a disc. I'm not saying that overall there couldn't be some good uses here. I just frankly, you know, the whole thing is just spooky. And then you've got a secret brotherhood that's out here pushing it. And I guess we've tracked it directly back to the fount, the great architect we have here on the air with us right now.
Well, we don't keep any records on file, and everything is wiped off the computer. There's no data kept whatsoever by the fraternity for any of this. It's all given to the...
But it does go onto a computer and then go on... I mean, is it like these electronic voting machines, though, where it's just a black box and just trust us, or...?
People can actually watch it being wiped off at the end of the program. I mean, they keep it on the data for that day, and just in case anybody needs a change.
Well, look, here's my problem with it, okay? Take England right now. You can type this into Google and find Times of London on this if you want. Last year they announced, oh, to these third graders, you're James Bond. Don't tell your parents. We're going to retina scan and thumbprint and index finger you and take your DNA. And it became a big row over there in England, a big fight. And then the government just said, okay, now it's a policy. We're making you do it. So see, that's the problem here, is this could be seen as an acclamation for the children to be given their DNA.
Well, the DNA, there's nothing kept on file there. I mean, the tooth print is done by American Dental Association dentists across the nation. That is given directly back to the parents. There's nothing kept on file there at all, or the DNA cheek swab. So,
listen, you sound like a nice person, sir. Why don't you tell, I mean, there's so many websites. There's all these chapters. Should we give out the massfreemasonry.org website to go find out about this?
Well, we have child ID, they just have to do comprehensive childid.org, Masonic childid.org, and they'll bump right into it.
Well, look, my problem with all of this is that there's people like you who mean well doing all this. I know the Masons and people do the burn victims and the rest of it, and I understand most people that go to it just to play poker and eat pizza and then, you know, go collect money for kids. I mean, I understand that, okay? But I'm just wondering, you know, how this could be misused or how people could be conditioned. Because over in England now, they stop you for speeding. They're forcing you to take DNA, to give DNA. Now in the U.S. they're starting this. And in the schools, they're trying to make children thumb scan to get, you know, school lunches or to check out books. Do you think that's a good idea?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a positive.
I don't. The only reason I got involved with this is strictly for identification of kids or missing kids. Right now across America, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children reports there's 99,000 missing kids as I speak right now across America.
How many is that number right now?
99,000 missing children in the United States of America.
No. I mean, the UN says 1.2 million women and children are kidnapped out of Central Europe alone each year. But again, here's the problem. Did you ever see that Time Magazine 2000 cover, The Shame of Foster Care, where government statistically is five times more likely to abuse or hurt or even kill children while they're in the custody? I mean, they warehouse children right here in Austin for months on end just in government office buildings, and then the child abuse by the foster parents. And again, I'm saying statistically. I'm not saying they're all bad, but statistically is just much higher than parents. My whole point is that's my point, is the government, just statistically, doesn't have the statistical track record to clean toilets, much less be over our children. I know you're saying this is private, you're coming in and doing this. Why aren't parents just doing this themselves, going out and buying the kits or getting this themselves?
Well, as I always say, the first child born gets five baby photo albums, second child born gets one baby photo album, third child asks whether the camera broke. So when kids actually go missing in America, most family members don't have any, even a photograph to work with trying to return their child, which is the most important thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir.
All the materials that law enforcement needs.
We got a break. Stay there. Just a three-minute break. I'm going to come right back to you for just a second. We'll just spend five more minutes with you and let you have your say about your new national chip program. Well, it's not new. It's 9 years old. It's growing.
It's growing.
We'll be right back. Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth. Exposing corruption. Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
I wonder why we have statistically one of the highest levels of missing children. Now, that huge number you heard, they're counting a lot of 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds that ran away because daddy drinks a half gallon of whiskey every night and beats the hell out of them with a tire iron. But there are tens of thousands of missing children. I remember CNN reported 3,000 missing in Florida a couple years ago that the CPS had taken. They found them overseas, heads cut off in shallow graves. Some of them, one little black girl. You know, that's why I get to the point where I just think government doing this really scares me. And of course, I had a congressman a few years ago from South Carolina who discovered what we'd already reported, Australia, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, I call it the echelon group of countries. At birth, they tell you, oh, we want to blood test your baby for blood diseases. And they take two ampules of blood. And one does go to the county health department, set up about 80 years ago under the federal eugenics policies. That's what all social workers, all of it, stem out of that. It's even in your encyclopedia. And they take the blood and they test it. And then the other ampule sent to the feds, and it goes to a South Carolina federal depository, and or it is sent to Michigan to a federal a depository where they put all that stuff. So that's why we get a little concerned. And the program here, oh, you didn't know, if you're 34 or younger, you're in a federal database if you're born in a hospital. Yeah, they could do the blood test there at the hospital, boys and girls, being sent to the federally funded city health department. But going back to Dr. Dave Hart, hey, Doc, are you an MD? Were you aware of that federal database?
I'm a DMD.
Oh, DMD.
Yeah, I'm a forensic dentist, and that's what got me interested in this whole
thing. Oh, okay, interesting, yeah.
And the tooth print, there's no way to duplicate that. So that's actually done right in public, given right to the parents, so there's no way to duplicate any of this data or keep...
No, I'm not saying you're doing that.
Right.
This is a way to get people to think. And I was asking, are you an MD or what are you?
Yeah, I'm a DMD.
Yeah, since you're a doctor of medical medicine or a doctor of dental medicine.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand here. So you just saw TWA crash, and then you decided this is a great idea.
I think it's terrible that we have so many missing and we have 40,000 unidentified. And for instance, on 911, we had 2,749 victims, and only 54% were positively identified.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to sound sarcastic. I'm serious. If they were made out of the same stuff that those passports were made out of, we would have been able to identify their whole bodies. Because those two passports didn't even get burned, remember? They were magic.
No, there were 18,000 body parts recovered. And had they had tooth prints done, hundreds and hundreds more people would have been identified at the 911.
But did you know that pieces of bone were blasted across the street, even onto 50-story bank buildings?
It was unbelievable what happened, and I know people that perished there, so I just...
No, what I'm saying is, nothing was bigger than about an inch. I mean, bone was blown into little bitty firemen on tape. Everything was, you know, just aerosolized, but then those passports survived.
It was random.
Yeah. Well, listen...
Whole dollars were recovered.
Well, that's right.
Human remains crushed
but nothing
pulverized.
From inside the...
I mean, 50 floors of concrete...
Yeah.
Pounding down. I mean,
pancake theory. But doctor, the point here is those passports were supposedly inside the plane. Nothing from inside the plane. Engines were turned into tiny little molten pieces. Everything was shattered in the plane. The passports weren't file cabinets and papers coming out the windows. Those were passports inside the planes. Listen, the website is jobulon.org, I mean, massfreemasonry.org, and just say hi to all the angels for me, and we appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thank you kindly.
You take care. Say hi to Lucifer. I feel him seething in my hands. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I bet that guy's a 33rd degree, man. He's got all the baloney going. And please, if you're Masons, don't call up hating on me, okay? I don't sit here and say all the Masons are blood-drinking Satanists, okay? I know that there's 33 degrees most of you are told about. You don't know that there are 360 main degrees. You don't know all of this, okay? And because you're porch masons and you're kept on the outside and controlled and your dues are used for all sorts of things. And I know that a lot of the founding fathers were masons. And I know the founders of Texas were. And I had great-grandpas that were in the whole nine yards. They weren't bad people. The point is that at the top, this is a very shadowy group, and I'm sure the good doctor is a good guy, but his idea has been jumped on wholeheartedly. He did not like me talking about Jobulon. Did you hear how upsetting that was to him? What's the name of their god? And they worship Eulogia and Diana and just all the rest of it, man. It is something else. Have no more gods before me. They tell the first group of degrees that it's a Christian religion. I mean, it's hilarious, folks. It's absolutely hilarious. And so there's your little Masonic discussion for everybody. Okay, let me get into this now in some detail. We're going to come back and take calls, get into the Ron Paul. Oh, you know what? He's been holding. John in Georgia. We'll just get into Ron Paul right now and then in the foot and mouth, which is a very serious disease spreading in England. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Georgia. You're on the air. So Fox News a couple hours ago was attacking Ron Paul again about me. I've seen him a few times. What show was it so we can hopefully tape it when it re-airs tonight, and what specifically were they saying?
Well, it was called Big Story. And it
with Demon Gibson, yeah.
Yeah. Have you already seen it?
No, I just know Demon is one of their worst operatives, yeah.
And that aired about 5:15 Eastern time.
Now, did they have the blonde lady in, or was it was Demon working on Sunday?
No, it was a brunette lady.
Okay, so they had one of those models on. Okay,
but she started bringing you up after someone sent an email question.
Was it Michelle Malkin?
No, it wasn't her.
Okay, it wasn't the lady that writes books about everybody should be put in camps. Okay,
no,
it wasn't her. All right. So what specifically did the CIA have to say about me today?
Well, they just basically said that Ron Paul compared 9/11 to the Gulf of Tonkin, or something like that.
Which our government declassified, as we always said, was staged, and the LBJ tape has been released, where they staged the thing to get us in the war.
Mm-hmm.
Declassified as the captains that came back in 64 told people, it was in the San Diego Post-Dispatch, and everybody ignored it. Sorry, go ahead.
But they just said that he said that on your show, which I don't know if he really said that or not. But
yes, he did say that on the House floor in January of this year, and he did say that on my show repeatedly, and he hasn't dodged that.
Well, and that was basically it. I mean, they tried to be nice to him, and they asked him a lot of questions and gave him a lot of airtime, but ultimately they tried to bait him with that question about 9/11.
Yeah, they tried to suck him in by being nice. Yeah.
Exactly.
And but I'm glad to hear he didn't deny me. He said he comes on the show and agrees with some things, disagrees with others, and that's certainly true.
Yeah, I just thought you might be interested in that.
I mean, what specifically did Congressman Paul say whenever they said, do you deny Alex Jones or do you accept, or, you know, what did he say?
Well, he said that he supports you and that you support him, and that nobody agrees 100% with anyone else completely. So.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Ron Paul because they have beat him up. I mean, in his last campaign, they used me against him. Stay there. Stay there. Well, I'm going to let you go, but audience, stay there. And the rebellion against the New World Order will continue. The rebellion against Jobulon will continue here as desperate souls continue their fight against the wicked New World Order running our society directly into Hades' ninth circle. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. By the way, Terror Storm just hit stores nationwide last week. I hope you get your copy of the special edition in stores. Terror Storm.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Look, Dr. Paul is a Vietnam-era vet, obstetrician, delivered over 4,000 babies, been in Congress off and on for 20 years. And he hadn't fallen off the apple cart. He didn't just fall off it last week. He didn't just fall off the turnip truck. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Well, it's the same thing with Ron Paul. And I've been interviewing him for more than 12 years when nobody knew who he was, basically. Okay, when he got back in Congress, when he was running for Congress again 12, 13 years ago, I had him on right when I got on air, and I had him on a bunch. And my listeners, you wonderful people out there, I'm always bashing the neocons or mindless liberals that are tuned in, but my listeners, a lot of you collectively I know are a lot smarter than I am, but a lot of you individually are a lot smarter than I am. I'm just somebody who does my homework and studies to the point of where I can't even really regurgitate all the info I've got. That's a horrible image, but the point is that's what I do, basically, to all the baby birds out there. But, all right, attempt at humor. But, yeah, Ron Paul comes on my show. He says what he believes. People try to spin it. He came on last year running for Congress, and I said, George Bush is for this war. The people are against it. 70% of the troops are against it, 80-plus% of the people. A lot of conservatives are. You were against it from the start. Should we impeach him and the Democratic, folks in Congress have gone along with it? And he said, yes, everybody who's not following the Bill of Rights and Constitution needs to be impeached. And he said, the whole government's out of control. Well, they took that clip of him and a clip of me asking the question, edited it wrong, that is, cut out the middle discussion, and played it on Houston radio, Austin radio, which I could have fought with them about it, but I don't get into all this copyright stuff. So I said, I'm not a hypocrite. I said, c'est la vie, do what you want. And they misprinted it out of context in newspapers. And even though they gerrymandered, by the way, Trent Lott and all these people, they didn't get theirs gerrymandered because he's a good little neocon. But others, Another Tom DeLay rewrote the Senate and the House areas. They rewrote Texas, where he was given a mainly black district in Galveston and surrounding areas, very Democratic, and he won by 65% of the vote. His previous record was 67. I mean, nobody's getting those. Okay, I mean, when Republicans are dirt, okay, in the people's minds, Democrats aren't much better. Congress overall, at the time last year, had a 15% approval rating. They now have a 12%. That's a Gallup. Probably worse. Ron Paul is winning by 65% in a new gerrymandered district. And they try, and so it blew up in their face, folks. Those black folks up down there, they love those black Democrats hearing about how he wanted to impeach Bush, even though he didn't really say that. I mean, these Republican strategists, these neocons, are too busy off with their hookers and off, you know, snorting drugs and getting paid off, most of them, at the Watergate Hotel, to actually engage in any real strategy. I mean, they've got their false paradigm strategy, but not real political strategy. We have an Angus and Reid poll commissioned by the New York Times and ABC News. No, that was Wall Street Journal, ABC News. Late last year, in November of last year, almost coming up on a year ago, that showed 82% of Americans believe they've been lied to about 9/11 and who really perpetrated it. In that same poll, 68% believe it's an inside job, and we have a separate indexed Zogby, one of the most respected, more respected than Gallup, showing 68% inside job. Now, so Ron Paul, they're going, oh, you think it's an inside job? And he's sitting there going, playing politics, going, well, not exactly, but they certainly use it for a police state in the war. And you got 82% thinking that, 68% that'll say it. And by the way, polling science has shown in the past, you call up, even with Nielsen boxes or with Arbitron ratings or other things, people will tend to say they're watching one thing versus, or they'll have one TV they put stuff on, and then they're watching Cinemax, you know, sex videos on the other, or HBO real, you know, in here on the Nielsen box, they're watching this, there's big studies on this, and in here they're watching porno. Okay, so it's the same thing with polling. I've actually read the polling science on this. I've read quite a few papers on it over the years. It's a very interesting area, and I do what focus groups do. I index polls. What they pay people hundreds of thousands of dollars do, I can just take 12, 15 polls, put them in a calculator, average it together. That's what these, quote, polling focus group geniuses are doing. Okay, it's a complete, but anyways, I digress. That's why when I tell you 90% of the American people believe the government killed Kennedy, that is an index of 12 polls averaged together. I just went and indexed, what was like six of them were scientific, the other six weren't. That's what they do, too, the Republican Democratic parties. They take those cases. That's how you get even more accurate data, is fleshing a bunch of that together like a deck of cards. But I'm getting off into political science here, and real political science versus the false paradigm that they project out literally like a movie screen to distract you from what's really going on right below the screen. And I'm just saying, please stop looking up and look right here. Do you see what these snakes are doing? So Ron Paul, okay, it's not just me. I said 6 months ago when he announced, I said only Ron Paul can defeat Hillary Clinton. The Republicans are passing the baton, and top Republican strategists have now admitted this. They're not really running anyone real against Hillary. The Democrats have now raised $135 million. It was $100 just a month ago. $135 million more than Republicans. Usually the spread's $20, $30 million. I mean, folks, that means people think Republicans are dead meat. They're not running people who really could win, okay, or have any chance of it. They're running people who, they because it's pretty well understood, it's a losing battle. Unless Republicans said, we're going to shut down the border, we're going to reverse gun control laws, then they'd win by a landslide. Because truly conservative / libertarian, paleo-conservative ideas are truly popular. But the Republicans can't give you what you want and what's constitutional and what would make them win because they're bought and paid for by special interests. So they're always in that paradox, okay? So, I mean, this is real political science. Most of these little local politicos in your town right now listening in Maryland or, you know, listening in Baltimore or listening in Austin or listening in Niagara or listening in San Diego, or Tennessee, wherever you're listening, you know, your local little hacks go and have dinners and act like powerful politicos and walk around, and they spout the fake political news that's in the newspaper, and they feel real smart. Okay, you get in a room with real political strategists, and they talk about what's really going on. Okay? But again, that's the real world. Who wants to actually live in it? But I'm digressing here. I got off into political numbers and things. Oh, Las Vegas is saying in the last 2 months exactly, word for word, what I've said. The big NFL online books where people, and they're about 95% accurate. They have to be or people won't subscribe to them. Okay? You've got the big NFL book. You've got some of the other biggest books. And I don't gamble, folks. But they've always been right about presidential elections. They're generally right. People bet on these. Some of the biggest bets are placed on presidential runs every 4 years. In fact, it's bigger than a Super Bowl. And so they're saying Ron Paul would win. He's number one in the places if he gets the nomination. If he got the Republican nomination, he's got the winning slot. Okay. Because they break it down, and you can just go pull this up online. It's on Prison Planet Today, a new report. It was actually yesterday's news. Click on yesterday's news. It's there at the top. Let me explain this. If they have the numbers, the chances, or the odds, 1-3, you know, 5-1, whatever, they've got them in there if you go and look them up. And it shows how Brownback will do against Hillary, how Giuliani would do against Hillary or against Barack Obama. They all lose except one person. His name's Ron Paul. Now, I can already tell you that. It's not hard. Only Ron Paul is anti-war, pro-gun, pro-border, pro-national sovereignty, and Las Vegas indexed all his policies and looked at the real polls and said, this guy's a dream candidate. He'll get everybody voting for him. He's a true populist, a true paleo-conservative populist that Democrats will vote for. He's somebody who can bring the country together. He's somebody who reflects the polls. He's actually with the people on every major polling issue, while the Republicans and the Democrats are against the people on every single issue. So, for all Republicans out there, there is no way any other Republican is going to beat Hillary Clinton. There's no way in Hades. Okay? That's why they're attacking Ron Paul. They're supposed to hand the baton off to her or Barack Obama or VP. I told you that months ago now. Newt Gingrich is saying it, you notice. And again, not that I'm that smart. This is basic stuff. We'll come back, jam in some final calls, give us some foot and mouth news. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
And you... Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to blister a bunch of calls, but before I do that, I want to invite all the listeners of this radio program, depending on where you're listening, it doesn't matter whether it's AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. If you do have internet connection, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's 15 cents a day. You can download my new film, Terror Swarm Special Edition, with the 17 minutes of added footage documenting 9/11 as an inside job at PrisonPlanet.tv. Basically, the cost that it is for us to stream it out to you is super high quality. You've got it in Flash, Windows, a bunch of other different players in the highest quality, you know, in the high bandwidth, medium bandwidth, and low bandwidth at PrisonPlanet.tv. And a monthly membership is the cost of about two cups of Starbucks coffee. Actually, they're going up. It might be the cost of about one cup of coffee. Fancy things my wife gets in there sometimes are like $4. Anyways, PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're expanding. We were hacked last week, so we are, in the next few weeks, launching a new website. We're teaming up with one of the internet's most prolific bloggers and researchers. Be joining the team. Be launching a new ship in the fleet in the battle against the New World Order. So that is coming up. And be sure to watch PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com this upcoming week, because I've done a bunch of research on basically how they've got this whole grid going into place, the different martial law provisions that are being stacked up right now. And I want to do a timeline. And tomorrow on the radio I'm going to walk through a bunch of this, but then we're going to write it up and put it into a timeline where you can see the progression into tyranny and call it the tyranny timeline towards total martial law or something like that. And this is going to be a very important report I'm going to put out with one of my chief scholars and researchers, Steve Watson, who's got a political science master's degree, or PhD. I may actually use Watson on that. I'm not sure. But that'll be out in the next few days. We're going to put out like a 4 or 5 page report just with the basics for you, let you know just how serious things have gotten. Speaking of great reports here, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com, foot and mouth virus released from government lab. 8 million sheep, over 2 million cows killed. Remember the big piles of dead ones burning, and they would just come on your land and just kill all your animals, and then say, "Oh, you can't restock them. Their flatulence is bad for ozone holes and causes global warming." I'm not making this up. I'm not joking. And it ruined most of the farms, and people lost a lot of their property. The government took it over, And that was in the news, and it turned out the government had released it from Port and Down Bioweapons Lab. Well, here it is again, and it's up on the site. We have mainstream links, but what we did is took all the mainstream articles and put them together, because they all, I mean, they'll report the most incredible thing, like AP last week went, well, the Army doctors believe that Pat Tillman been murdered, and were told to shut up. But the headline said nothing about that. See, we take that beefy stuff, and then we stick it together in one spot. And that's what we've done. The government has released it again, and if it gets over here, they've got preparations to lock you in your houses, not let you leave, have the Army out. I'm just very upset about this. I don't know about you. All right, let's just blitz through your phone calls now. Who has been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Roger. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Greetings in the name of Christ, man.
Thank you. Roger in Texas, I should add. Go ahead.
Yeah, Georgetown. Ron Paul used to be my representative here. I have an international driver's license, and I saw it on the Internet, and I contacted Mike Carusi, my representative, and his office told me that was perfectly legal. The Congress did that in 1949 under the UN. Well, so when I get pulled over, you should see the looks on the cops' faces.
No, I know, because, see, internationalists, like the illegal aliens, don't have to have a driver's license. But
exactly.
Let me stop you.
Security numbers to have a bank account. Well, I don't use my social security number. In 96, the state of Texas required, and I know, I remember you being down there trying to get your driver's license, and you bought your birth certificate and like 100 forms of ID, and they still wouldn't give you the license. Yeah, I remember all that. And, you know, they're just not going to identify me. And the guest you had on it gave me an idea. Well, let's just, like, go to our churches or I don't know where. Let's have our own ID. In the name of God, this is Roger, and, you know, he's a child of God. And to hell with the government IDing me. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives them the power to ID United States citizens.
Now, I hear what you're saying, and we went under military rule in 1933. That's when real martial law began. Then they've been removing the old system while expanding the new and right alongside it parallel. And now the last remnants of the old republic are being swept away. And that's a Star Wars line, but I have to use it because that's the only line that fits. But, of course, Lucas admits he wrote that, you know, off of history and what Hitler did in Germany and how he swept the old Weimar Republic away. But the point is, I was using that term, and I thought, that's from a movie, but it's true. They walk in episode 4, and they say, the emperor has dissolved the Senate. The last remnants of the old republic have been swept away. Ugh, excellent. Now, I mean, so that they built the parallel system, and now they've just removed the old one, and the new tyrannical system is moving forward. But, yes, you can get a Belizean, you can get a Nicaraguan, you can get other types of international driver's license, and the police are forced to accept it. They'll radio it in, they'll call it in. And I mean, folks, I saw it this week. I was at a Whataburger out front drinking coffee in the morning, and I saw cops. I saw illegal aliens pulling out. It was at William Canada Mopac, and I saw them not stopping illegal aliens. I mean, they had like three-year-old stickers. And I'd watch them, though. I saw, I think it was like a air cool or air something. It was, you know, one of these big air conditioning trucks, had some 20-something-year-old guy driving it. And they pulled him over, they had him get out, boy. He pointed out the sticker, wrote him a thing. It was out a few months. And I wanted to walk over and go, hey, buddy, but he'd arrested me for interfering with police officers, motorcycle cops. Hey, man, there's illegal aliens all over right here. You see them. And I've had Austin cops. One day, my employee pulled into my office, and they thought it was suspicious that he pulled them and they were behind him. He was at work. And I pull in right behind him, and I see cops, and he's in handcuffs, and the Austin cops go, hey, Alex, how you doing? Oh, we like the show. And I'm going, that's real funny. No, we really like it. And I go, but if he was an illegal alien, you'd let him go. And he goes, we don't like it, Alex, but yes, we're pretty much encouraged to let him go. And even if we do, the judge just gives him like a $50 fine. Yeah. But you're taking my employee to jail for an expired license. And he goes, well, she made that decision, Alex. It was three cops there by then, and she was giving me a dirty look. And I said to her, if he was illegal alien, you wouldn't let him go. And she kind of drove off with him towards the Hooskow. But I'm already digressing. I said I'd take calls, and they're fully loaded. But, I mean, how do you cover each subject? See, I could talk for hours about that. Illegal aliens are above us. I mean, it's a fact. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just going to tell the truth here. And I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead, and they catch him with Moda. They catch him with liquor. They let him go. I'm tired of it. Let's go ahead and take another call from somebody in Austin, Texas, in Hyde Park. North American Union. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hello.
Thank you. I've been holding, man. Let's talk about the North American Union. That's our next challenge.
The news says it doesn't exist. I believe them.
You know it exists.
No,
the
government's good.
I'm
being sarcastic. Yes, I know it
Your
exists.
Your buddy Ron Paul says it exists. You know we're going to have the Amero. That's we have to worry about the weak dollar. You talk about the Constitution. We're not going to have a Constitution. Sovereignty's gone with this North American Union. So that's what the next wake-up call is.
My new film is about the North American Union. The first half and the second half is the eugenics, how they want to kill us. Openly, I have all their documents, how they want to kill all of us.
All right, Eric. Alex, you keep fighting the good
thing. I will, my friend. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to somebody in New York. A question about William Cooper. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this is John Yolan.
All right. It's a comedy call. I'm not going to take it. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I was just reading today's edition of the Kansas City Star. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you already know, because you've talked about how both the Democrats and Republicans are both...
Let me guess, Hillary on Fox News payroll. That one?
No, it's talking about as far back as 1969, it was revealed that Dick Cheney was the press secretary for Ted Kennedy. And when they approached Cheney about it, he tried to, explain it away as though it was...
I had seen that once and seen where Cheney denied it, but now it's confirmed?
Yeah, it's in today's edition.
Man, it's one team. Hillary and them were vacationing with the Bushes before Clinton ran. All staged, folks.
All staged, and I encourage you...
It's like the CFR publishes Limbaugh's books, and he says he doesn't exist on air.
And it's all a big joke.
It's all a big joke, man.
Thank you, Alex.
Hey, it's all a big joke on us, by the way. Let's keep jamming them in here. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
You talk about the drugs being imported by the CIA and government.
Yes, the majority are, yes.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing. You got the local police teaching the kids how to use the drugs.
Well, actually, they've done major psychological studies. Like when they have anti-smoking campaigns, smoking goes up. In Europe, saying don't smoke. Same thing here. Absolutely. The cops don't know that. But it actually makes kids, like suicide education in schools, how to not commit suicide. Kids never thought of suicide. Don't hang a rope around your neck and choke yourself when you're depressed. Well, the young girls think that's what they're supposed to do. They go do it. God bless you all. See you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And we'll see you at PrisonPlanet.com as we fight the New World Order and make history.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.